She's a doctor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dobek, and she's a dietitian.
Hey, I'm Hannah Schuyler, and together we are
the Doctor-Dietitian Collab. And we are bringing you such a fun topic on pureed perfection.
Pureed. Who doesn't love pureed food?
Oh, you know, it's yummy baby food.
Yeah.
Oh, consistency, smooth.
Yeah. Oh. It's not that bad, guys.
I know.
We're messing with you. I mean, so what we're talking about today is the puree diet after surgery, which for our program and for a lot of bariatric programs is part of that progression after surgery back onto a regular texture diet, which is what you eat, you know, day in and day out for the most part. So, you know, from us, let's, if you want to walk through our current, our diet progression, it might be different from some other places.
Let's do it.
Always listen to your program and your surgeon, but this is what we recommend or what we tell people to do.
Well, why don't you take it away? This is okay. Your wheelhouse.
Yeah, right?
You love pureed. You love the progression.
I love the whole thing. So the diet progression, the reason we do it, I guess let's start there.
Yeah.
It's while your stomach is healing. And you still need to eat though, right? And so we're trying to give you things that are not going to... They're going to be low irritation to the stomach. They're not going to require like huge, you know, effort to digest for your body. And so it's just, it's while you're healing. We're just trying to get you back. And then the other thing that I always tell people, and especially on the puree phase, it's just getting your tolerance for solid foods back after surgery. Like it just takes a while and it's figuring out what works for you and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a learning process, I would say.
It is. And we keep talking about the baby food consistency. You do not need to do baby food. We are going to talk in that whole diet progression, which you'll go through all the different stages, particularly about pureed, but just like a baby food, this is, like you said, relearning, and that's how you kind of introduce one food a day to a new baby, and that's kind of how you are.
It's like your new little baby stomach. So for us, we start prior to surgery. I know a lot of programs do like 2 weeks of liquids or a prescribed protein diet or something that they'll do. We don't do any of that. We have a regular diet, low starch, high protein. The one thing we do is 2 days prior to surgery, you are on a clear liquid diet.
Yep.
And that's to help shrink the liver and just kind of get you prepped for surgery, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's what I tell
you. And healthy habits. This is what it looks like. Well, in the 2 days, this is something that you really want to, it sucks. It's not fun.
Yeah.
You want to make sure, that you might lose some weight. You're really preparing your bodies. Your tank is on full. You're getting in lots of hydration and you're complying with that.
Yeah. So that's 2 days. It sucks. Get through it. Clear liquid, sugar-free diet.
Yep.
And hold on. Can I just tell you what a clear liquid means?
Yeah, what is that?
Yes.
Clear liquid.
Clear means basically the light can pass through it. If light can't pass through it, it is not a clear liquid.
So is a protein shake a clear liquid?
No.
It's not. Okay.
A smoothie is not a clear liquid.
No, it's not.
No.
It's that any powders, milks, shakes, all that, that's full liquids. We're going to get to that in 1 moment. But clear liquids are things like broth. You can do even something like wonton soup without the wontons. Mm-hmm. You can do some kind of good old water, of course, but you can add color to it. Red, yellow, green, orange, Crystal Light, Propel, Gatorade Zero, Powerade Zero, some kind of clear liquid protein water, Atkins Lift, Isopure,
Premier
Clear, Protein 2O. And
sugar-free popsicle, sugar-free Jello.
That's a good one.
That's probably the trickiest one is sugar-free Jello because it's like not a liquid when it's sitting, but my body temperature is a liquid. So that's where we go.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the clear liquid prior to surgery. Then we move into 1 week of full liquids, which is all of those clear liquids. Plus, like we said, protein shakes, pourable consistency, yogurts, cream-based soups, all of those types of things. So again, it's just getting more nutrients, easier to get the protein in during that week because you're doing the shakes and everything as well. So
now, when you're recommending different protein shakes on our bodybybariatrics.com, on the resources section, we do have a guide, a bariatric surgery success guide, where you have taken a lot of time towards the end of the packet there and really outlined some of the shakes.
Yeah.
What would you say are the top three best ones that you think, well, maybe not to put you on the spot, but for like taste and the type of protein and all of that.
Yeah. Isopure is a good one. They do make an unflavored as well. So that's nice for, and we'll talk about that when the pureed, especially too, mixing into foods because it has a taste to it because it's protein, but it's unflavored. So it's not sweet. protein powder. The Dymatize is a really popular one.
Okay.
I like the flavors of that one. I mean, if you're looking for a ready-to-drink shake, Fairlife and Premier Protein are going to be the two probably most popular. If you're looking for plant-based, I personally like the Owen protein drinks.
Okay.
So
you've tried them.
I have them in my fridge.
Oh, maybe I'll try them tonight. Cheers.
Yeah, I'll send you home with one.
Oh, can't wait.
So yeah, so there's some different options out there, but you know, you're looking for 20 to 30 grams of protein per serving, you know, kind of less than about 5 grams of carbs, I would say. Some are going to have a little more, a little less, a little fiber, a little less, you know, there's variability in there, but it's kind of what you're looking for. So there's plenty of options though.
Okay, we could go on and on about different types of protein powders and the different types of protein and what you're looking for on a label. We will on another episode.
And we have.
And we have.
Protein episode.
That's true. We did go really hardcore into animal and plant-based proteins, and she talks a lot about whey isolate, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But the star of the show,
the puree.
That's stage two.
Which who ever would have thought that puree would be the star of the show?
It is, because we get the most questions, I feel like, to you before and after, while they're living in it, just making sure, like, what do I do?
What is this? Yeah. Well, I think, again, it's not what we typically, how we typically prepare a lot of our foods. Now, it's funny because a lot of our foods are naturally in a puree stage. So think yogurt, applesauce, you know, like smoothies, anything that's blended up really in your blender or food processor is probably a puree. Things like mashed potatoes, which of course is a starch, so we're not recommending it, but that's like kind of the consistency you're looking for. Other mashed vegetables, so you could do cauliflower. I've had people do squash. You could do like a mashed carrot. There's so many different options, and you can prepare those all in the same way like you would a mashed potato. And so that's kind of another option for it. Again, the reason we're doing this stage is I think the most important thing is, like we said, you're kind of feeding that new baby stomach. So you're trying some new foods. On this stage, I also always tell people, you're probably not going to meet your protein needs from your food alone. Mm. You can still absolutely use protein shakes and supplements to get through this week. And again, you might be trying two or three bites of something and that's it.
Yeah.
So that's totally fine and totally expected. So some other puree options. The most famous, the fan favorite is probably the ricotta bake.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. Let's dive into that one. I think ricotta bake is, everyone will, you'll see this question all the time on Facebook or on support groups, and they'll say, I'm about to do pureed bake. I can't wait to chew. I've been so tired of being on these protein shakes and liquids. What's the best thing? Everybody will be like, ricotta bake. Everybody writes the same thing. So we are going to be, we're going to be making one.
I know.
And we're going to shoot a video of Hannah cooking, which everybody loves us. We need to do more. And we're going to be eating. We're going to do a girl's night. We're going to be eating pureed food as our entree.
It's going to be delightful.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I honestly, after a decade of doing this, I have never tried ricotta bake.
I haven't either. And people ask me all the time, like, how is it? I'm like, or get for a recipe. And I'm like, I've never made it. I would say just Google it. So we'll find a recipe and we'll
make it. I have one in here.
She's got one.
I have
one. Perfect. We're ready to go. We're going to make that and let you know.
Exactly.
Other really good ones that I like for this week are smoothies.
Okay.
So because it's so customizable, and I think, again, it bridges that gap a little between a liquid and even a puree. Like, it's kind of in between that almost. And so you can do, you know, I always tell people use frozen fruit because it's easier, it's cheaper. Then you don't have to add ice as well. So you're not adding more volume to it.
Good tip.
Just the fruit. And then you blend it with something with protein. And that's what's really important, is you're not just having a plain fruit smoothie. It's fruit smoothie with either a protein shake, a protein powder, Greek yogurt, some high protein source.
Okay. Now, smoothies. What about Smoothie King or some of these chains?
No, cannot stand those. So pull up the nutrition facts on those. It's insane. They, like, I looked up one time, I don't remember which chain it was, but I pulled up their thing and I looked at like every single smoothie. I think there was one that I was like, okay, if you're in a bind, this one would be fine. And it was like their protein, but it still had a decent amount of sugar. But I've seen ones, I swear, that have like upwards of 100 grams of sugar in them. And it's crazy. And people think they're doing the right thing. It's like, they're so good at marketing and selling you this idea that you're having a smoothie, but they must put syrups or a lot of juices or something in those.
For sure.
So, no, your smoothie recipe should be your source of protein.
Okay.
If it's a drinkable, you know, like say you take a Fairlife and you pour it in your blender and you throw some frozen fruit in there, blend it up. That can be your, that's your whole recipe. Simple. If it's a protein powder, you can use milk, you can use water, you could use almond milk, soy milk, whatever you prefer.
Wow.
Throw your frozen fruit in there, blend it up. So nice. Same with the yogurt. You may just need a little bit of like other liquid in there.
Okay.
You could also add in things like flax, like ground flax seed, chia seeds.
Okay.
You could do peanut butter or peanut butter powder for, you know, more protein, some flavor, some good fats in there as well.
Okay.
So again, customizable. And over time, you figure out what you like and everything with those. So
why would you add flax seeds, chia seeds, just to fill you up a little bit more?
Yeah. Like- so, well, flax, or I'm sorry, chia is super high in fiber. So tablespoons of chia seeds has 8 grams of fiber in it.
Okay.
So for some people, it might be too much early on. You may not want to do that. I personally will, like if I'm using chia, I usually only use 1 tablespoon. So you're getting 4 grams. Same with flax. It's a little bit lower, but it's got some good healthy fats in it. But it has a decent amount of fiber as well.
Okay.
So just kind of bulking those up.
Wow. I'm not a smoothie or protein shake kind of a person.
No.
Like I never do them. Do you?
Yeah. Personally? I do on occasion. I'll get into like kicks with smoothies, especially where I'll have them regularly.
Okay.
I usually do them with a powder, like a protein powder though. And shakes, I was doing more regular. I feel like when I was pregnant, and now sometimes I'll do them. My mom bought some that she didn't like, so I'm slowly taking those ones from her house right now.
There we go. Okay, interesting. Okay, so we have our smoothies. We talked about the ricotta bake recipe coming your way. Check out our blog. What other, there's a lot of ideas, and I think that this is, you can get very creative. Mm-hmm. And so what else would you recommend?
Well, I mean, the other thing is, like I said, you can do like the veggies. You can also puree literally anything.
Okay.
And I think this is what kind of like grosses people out about it. They're like, I can't imagine the idea of like pureed meats or fish or something like that. And so with those, I will say I'm a little bit more lenient on the actual puree. If you want to take something like canned tuna, canned chicken, and make like a tuna or chicken salad, so you're putting some light mayo, you're putting maybe some Greek yogurt in there, seasonings. I wouldn't put any of the veggies or anything, you know,
like the celery
and onion and stuff like that. Keep it super simple. Shred it as finely as you can. So take a fork, you know, really take 2 forks and shred the heck out of that.
Okay.
And then take teeny, teeny, tiny bites and chew it really well. I'm okay, personally okay with that on the puree diet.
No, I am too.
You know, it's not technically a puree. Same with soft scrambled eggs. That's another one that not technically a puree, but scramble it soft, mash it with the back of your fork. So it's, again, these teeny tiny little pieces. And you're like I said, you're going to take like little bites of these things. So it's not like you're going to shove the whole egg in your mouth at one time. You're not going to want to do that anyway.
You're not going to want to do that at all. You know, I've often thought, which is interesting because we're like the big star of the show, pureed. I've considered like, let's just scrap it. And go right onto sauces. And I think that's, I mean, listen, I don't want you guys, because then it's almost like a license to, if we're already on soft, I better just like, I'm going to just
regular.
Eat this. Yeah. And I mean, I'm doing this, and this is with tiny piece of suture that I'm suturing your stomach to your small intestines.
Yeah.
Like I am hand sewing that. And so you don't want this huge bolus or like big, huge bulk of food, like right there at that connection, that anastomosis.
Yeah.
And that's really, guys, what you're trying to do, because things are going to sit in this little thumb-sized pouch, and you don't want to have something that's like really fibrous, hard to digest, a big, huge raw piece of broccoli. I do not know why people like try to want to do that like early, and then it gets stuck and it can hurt. It could potentially like perforate. That's a nightmare. So anyway,
be cautious with it.
Yeah.
And like you said, most people are like this. And again, you probably aren't going to want to be doing those. Like, it's not going to feel good if you try to do those. I mean, we have people who are like, oh, I went ahead and did that and I, you know, really paid for it. Whether, you know, they didn't maybe injure themselves, but maybe they just felt really terrible, you know, that day or whatever. So, you know, again, so anything you can put in the blender, like that's a puree.
Okay.
Go for it. I know we've got a puree chili. I've got even like some dips and things that might better suit to that. So like, you know, if you've ever had like a whipped like salmon dip or something at a party, you know, that's the kind of thing. Again, very normal that it's puree. We just aren't necessarily thinking of that as an option.
What would you suggest they dip in it, or just like eat the dip?
Just eat it. You know, and that's the other thing. It's we're so used to dipping things or having like, you know, that balance. You're just not going to have that for this time, but maybe you find you really like it and later on you dip some veggies in it or something.
So, exactly. I love the pureed chili. And then, you know, you've talked a lot on other episodes about kind of a dollop of, instead of sour cream, using the plain Greek yogurt. Some cheese on top. Yeah. And, you know, you can...
There are some cheeses out there, too, that are really soft enough. Like, even, like, the little Baby Bells or something like that. They may be a little, you know, again, kind of borderline in that, like, how are you feeling? Blended up cottage cheese. That's another good one. Awesome. Kind of similar to the ricotta.
Okay. And then other vegetables, you know, you can make soups. You talked about, obviously, chili is a soup. Mashed cauliflower. I mean, there's a craze that we make every little thing into
cauliflower. Yeah. I mean, I've made it before. I think it's good. I think seasoning goes a long way on anything.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, the thing with cauliflower that's so much different than potatoes is the water content. So potatoes are like that. They're starchy, right? So they kind of pull in that water. Cauliflower is more watery. So like if you can squeeze a lot of that out, and then it'll be like drier, basically.
That's a
and
great
then you
tip.
Mix your things in. Yeah.
So it's not so
like
weird.
Soggy.
Yeah.
Soggy,
yes.
Yeah. So that's like, I would say with anything that you're making with cauliflower, try like a dry cooking method with it too.
Okay.
If you're going to make it into something else.
Yeah. And then obviously this is like a frozen, pureed smoothie. You can freeze them and then make popsicles out of the whole same thing. Different
and
kind of consistency.
That's actually a good idea, going way back to clear liquids or full liquids. If you're having a hard time the first week after surgery, you can always freeze like your Gatorade Zero or whatever, like get some popsicle mold and make that, because some people like that, like ripping down the back of their throat versus swallow. Like if you're having a hard time really drinking, sometimes like a popsicle helps. So it's another thought.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that you can start to do. There's a lot of different types of soups, butternut and squash and apple soup. We have a cool recipe for avocado and Greek yogurt dips, spinach and feta egg muffins. Wonder how that would go.
Yeah, that may be it for the soft diet. I would say hold off on that one.
Hold off on that
one.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a baby food consistency.
No.
And then what do you think about actually telling people that they're like, yeah, I just want to make it easy. I'm going to go get some baby food.
I mean, I've had people ask before, if you look at baby food, babies need very, very little protein.
Yeah.
Like, it's so low, it's kind of crazy. And so most of those don't have much protein in them. I feel like even the meats somehow are like, maybe it's just the serving size of them. But, you know, maybe get the veggies if you just want to do that. But I would focus for your protein on some other options. A Greek yogurt is just as easy to pick up as a can of baby food. And it's going to be a lot, I think, better.
Yeah.
Plus those are never seasoned, right? Like baby food is like super plain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not looking forward to the baby food.
No.
In my own
life. We never did that, actually.
I don't think we will.
We never even did that. You'll make the eggs and all the yogurt. She'll get it all over her. And
just give her whatever we're eating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we know that this particular podcast is so very specific. And if you're still listening, that means you are truly engaged, about to have surgery, just had surgery. What do I do? I hope that this was helpful. Also on our blog, we're going to have just go into the search on the blog portion and just type in pureed and you'll find this blog, and there's recipes and ideas, and we're constantly adding to our resources page as well. Bariatric Surgery Success Guide, like I mentioned. So you need ideas.
There is a recipe in there too for the broccoli edamame soup, which they say is amazing. So
you're gonna have to make this. We're gonna have like a big party here. Some plant-based protein shakes to wash down our edamame and broccoli pureed. Soup.
That's my idea of a good time, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's get some ricotta big on the side. Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it all. Well, let's take us out here, Hannah.
Yeah. So as always, thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at DrXDietitian, at HannahSkyler.RD, at Dr. Dovek, at Body by Bariatrics. We're on Facebook. If you're not in our support group, feel free to join that. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.